All right, so let's start, let me just double check and see, did we lose any momentum with spiritual parasites? So for the whole course, anybody have evil spirits 1, 2, demons 1, transmortals 5, aliens 0, entities 0. Okay, so a couple things came through probably in the nighttime. So we'll clear those right now. So another 5 or 10 minutes of clearing, maybe even less than that, to just get you all to 0 so we're all at 1 even plane. Hey guys, we're at the halfway mark. Did you realize that? We're halfway through the class. Just dawned on me right before we were taking a break. Oh my gosh, we're halfway through. And things so change once we've gotten through the spiritual parasites. So you'll notice things so much easier and coming so much faster to you now that the spiritual parasites aren't, you know, being disruptive in the space. Okay, are there any evil spirits left? No. Are there any demons? No. Are there any aliens? Entities? No. Ghosts? No. Are we done? Yes. Yes. Oh, two of you have not evil spirits, but just a couple spirits. Why don't we clear those two? Vanya, no, there's a lot of people that are originally from Earth. This Earth plane is a beautiful place to be from. So there are people from the Pleiades that are here, but most people come from Earth. 84% of the people, individuals here come from Earth, and 3% come from Pleiades. And the other percentage, about 14% come from 5 other planets. Interesting. That's what I just tested, from 5 other planets. Okay, and is there any people with machine design, no emotions, no love in them? That's an interesting question too. And I would say no, but there are people who, you know, like parts of their brain didn't develop, and so the body doesn't give them the responses. And so that's psychopaths and sociopaths and those kind of things. It's actually parts of the brain just didn't develop. And then there are people with almost no emotions, and are there people with machine energy, humans with machine energy? I get 4%, and how did they get on this planet? Yeah, I get about 4% have more like the machine energy than our beautiful blueprint. And yeah, it looks like they're here learning. It looks like they were deposited, not like they really originated from any of the designs that were created for planet Earth. Oh, my, your husband looks like that. Something shifted in my ears just now. Cool. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing about men and women. Women have emotional brains, and they're marinated in estrogen for our whole life. And so our emotional brain and our need to be social and communicate is really amplified. Men, wonderful men who we love and adore, who provide and protect for us, have a brain that's marinated in testosterone. Testosterone is outer, not inner. It's not causing a person to be reflective. It's causing a person to be able to protect, to provide, to step up and, you know, be the guide, the guardian. But not, their brains were never marinated in estrogen. So their brain wasn't wired to have the social and emotional conversations that we sometimes want them to have with us. You have to look at men as not your girlfriend, but your, you know, your partner who provides and protects for you, who's your hero, who lives to make you happy. I mean, their brain is all about, let's make our mate happy. So you've got to really appreciate and address them for who they are, the heroes that they are, and not expect them to be a girlfriend because their brain wasn't set up to be a girlfriend. And there are a few men on the planet who are more effeminate and had more estrogen, and perhaps the spirits were female in their many incarnations before this one. And so you will see an occasional male who is more tuned in with his emotions. But that's not the norm for most guys. And we just got to appreciate them as our compliment, you know. It's just so wonderful to have someone who's not me next to me, right? Someone who, I love male energy. Wonderful. And you can, I think men really, really do want to please the women they're with, and especially when they are fond of you. I've been transparent and open with the men I work with who work for me. And I notice how they really want to protect and provide for me. And I'm the CEO of a, you know, growing company, and I think I have more than 20 people when you look at all the arms, like we've hired different teams for different projects. And I find them when I address them for how amazing they are, and this is not something that comes naturally to me, and I so appreciate their help. And, you know, they love to be validated for helping, and it's the truth. I don't see the way they see. I don't have the skills that they have. And so if I can come to them and towards them with, "You're amazing. Thank you so much. You really saved me. This is going to make such a world of difference." Or, "I can feel a light at the end of the tunnel. You're a breath of fresh air for me." I will regularly say those things from my heart and really mean them. And I notice how, you know, they really kind of rally wanting to protect me, wanting to make sure that everything goes well. So just a little clue to you women that, you know, when you really love them for who they are and what they bring to the table, they can bring more and they can support you. So maybe they can't give you all those emotional conversations. You have a girlfriend that does that, but they can give you incredible companionship and incredible love and presence, and they want to solve your problems. So let them help you and acknowledge them and be grateful. Where are these men with estrogen? All men have estrogen. All women have testosterone. I'm just saying that there are a few men who have more estrogen in their bodies than most men, and there are a few women who have more testosterone than most women, right? We know that, right? Yeah. Okay. Embrace the strength and appreciate them. It changes the way you feel as well. So true. So true, Roxanne. All about appreciation. Mm-hmm. And really understanding that sometimes people say, my God, I feel like they're just from another planet or something, because they relate so differently. And understand that they're not from another planet. But even though our bodies look very similar, we've got some really different chemical wiring to make us amazing companions to each other. And if we can really see that and see them for their strength and their power and their problem solving and the, there's this like a provide, protect, but there's something where they're really enchanted with you or they've got your back. And you know the men that are in your life who have your back. And not necessarily people who are interested in you for a relationship, just really admire you, think you're wonderful, and want to make sure that you're okay, and they'll do what they can in their capacity to make sure you're okay. And I just so appreciate that. I really, really appreciate that. It's been wonderful to be supported by both the wonderful women who work for me and the wonderful men who work for me. I love this. If you've never tried this toasted rice, whether it's green tea or black tea, it's really, this one's green tea. I just love it. I think most of the toasted rice is green tea, but there's different companies have it. It's a nice, rich, hearty flavor after lunch. Okay, I think we're going to move on. Definitely going to move on. So we'll start with karma clearing. And I didn't do a PowerPoint for this, but I'll be happy to just grab the PowerPoint, a slide, and we'll put the information in there so that you have it. Hang on one sec. Okay, let's just open this, choose this. And so as we go, I'll just fill this stuff in so that you have it so you don't, I'll take notes for you. Okay, so we'll just start with the screen share. What if my partner is from Earthland and I am from Pleiades? It doesn't work in my case. Well, and that might not be because he's from Earth and you're from Pleiades. That might just mean that you're not a good match. A good match. I don't really get that you're a great match. Let's see. You're like a 40% match. So there might be an Earth man that's a good match for you, but the guy you're with is not a great match. Okay, my dears. So we're going to start with the karma clearing, and we'll make a list here. Order of clearings, and let's go ahead and get you started. So the first thing we're going to do is energy exchange. And that is roses. So you put a rose out, so we're just rose process. Put that there. And let me just make this a little bigger so you can actually see it. There we go. Okay, so the first one is energy exchange. And we're going to imagine two roses in front of you. And if you're a female, go ahead and put a pink rose or a red rose up for you and a blue rose up for, say, a failed love relationship, like a difficult love relationship. Okay, so you put up a rose in front of your heart and then another rose. So they're about 10 inches in front of you and you've got... like at chest level, you've got a pink rose and a blue rose. And the pink rose, for women, let's make the pink rose you. And guys, let's make the blue rose you. And then these are magnet roses. So you're going to magnetize out of your partner. You're going to magnetize out any energy that you've left in their body. And you're going to magnetize out any of their energy that's left in your body. So you've got this rose and this rose. And one is magnetizing their energy out of your body. So this one is the blue one. It's pulling the energy from him out of my body. And this one is yours. And it's pulling your energy out of his body. So let's just set that on. So the it's a magnet rose, and it's clearing the energy right now. So you can just put it on. If you want to, you can pump. You can do this pump. And that can help move things too. Who is a good idea to clear? I would start with like either an ex-husband or a failed relationship with the opposite sex. So men, it would be an ex-wife or a failed relationship with the opposite sex, and women, like an ex-husband or an ex-boyfriend. So you'd really like to clear the energy. And like I said, you could pump if you want to pump. I'm just watching you all, making sure you all get it. Oh, you're all getting it. Okay, good. Fantastic. I was thinking about an answer for who asked me, where are the men who have the estrogen? Vanya did. Well, you can check out the one who used to be my brother, because he's been taking estrogen for a year and a half now, so he's turning into a lady. That's a joke, but it's true. Calling himself Mary Grace now, not Marty. I do think I get it. Yep, Dana, uh-huh. Was the blue rose for each failed? No, just one person. We're just clearing one person. So you're just clearing one person. You're just picking one person. You're pulling your energy out of them and their energy out of you. One person. Here we go. Okay, I think that explains that process. So let's see, has everybody been successful? About 50% successful. Everybody is doing it. Vanya, do we need one person only or four more? Meant, loving, or understanding. Is the estrogen testosterone the reason for same-sex attraction? It could be that people are wanting someone like themselves, or people are wanting an like an opposite or a complement. Yeah, it could be. I mean, you know, you probably, as a human being, you probably all have had the experience where you've found yourself really having a lot of love for somebody the same sex, and maybe it's not a sexual attraction, but it's definitely like more love than normal. And or, it, you know, so that's one possibility. I think the other thing is just really like past lives. Like sometimes people are male and sometimes they're female. And they can incarnate in, you know, the same sex as you but had been your partner in a past life. So you can also always muscle test that because that sometimes shows up. And then it's a little bit frustrating if you're, you know, in the belief system that you don't partner with somebody who's the same sex. Yeah, Renee asks, if you still have contact with them in business, would this change that? And it would improve it. And then, Dana, I got that you said that you don't get it, but I'm thinking that you're getting it. So let me just see. You are getting it. Just go ahead and confirm that you're starting to understand. Is my energy coming out of the rose into the pink rose? Okay. It wouldn't come out of the rose. It would come out of, if you're bringing energy, I'll spell it out. I'll do another slide and I'll spell it out because it seems like some of you are a little confused. So, okay. Okay, does that make sense, you guys? Rose 1, the pink rose, is 10 inches away from you at heart level. This rose is magnetizing out your energy, the energy you left behind in the other person, i.e., for an example, love, control, sex, frustration, etc. So you left energy in their body. And that one rose that was dedicated to you is magnetizing out their energy from you. Don't worry about who to do it with. Just pick one person. I did this clearing with like 200 people, and you're going to learn that we're going to do this numerous times. So if you have an ex-husband, do it with an ex-husband. And then the next one you can do with an ex-lover if you want to. Is my energy coming out of the male into the pink rose? And that's a question from Dana. So I think you're saying, is my energy coming out of the person who I left the energy in? And I don't get a yes on that. Let's see if I can help you on a spiritual level. Let's see if I can show it to you. Okay, it's starting to shift now. Okay. No. Okay. And that's another question. Your energy is, the energy, is going into the rose, not into the bodies. Oops. Okay, my dear. So I think I've explained that one. So the energy exchange is just, you're just collecting all of that energy in the rows, the magnet rows. And once you've cleared it to 100%, you can either allow that energy to flow into like your heart, or my preference is that you actually take that symbolic rose and you put it in your heart or the top of your head, and then hand the person back their energy or that rose that symbolizes their energy. Just, you know, not on a physical level, just imagine them in front of you, 10 feet in front of you, and just say, here, thank you so much for sharing. I give you back your energy. I no longer need it. You know, I just don't need it in my space anymore. Okay? So let me see what's come in now. Oh, perfect. Okay, good. Alrighty. Yeah, you know, I know it's kind of a complex thing. Roses and magnets and what the heck. So I get it. I totally get it. Alright, so let's see if we are 100% clear. We're over 80% clear. So just keep working. You can use the quantum pump as well. How is that feeling to you? Are you, oh, and here's another comment. The other person doesn't want to go into the rose. We don't want the person to go in the rose. Just energy that the other person left in your body. That's all. Just energy, not the person. We don't want the person going in the rose. Yeah. So the example is that you've left energy behind someone that you've been in a relationship with in their body. Could be your children, could be an ex. I had said, let's start with an ex because it's pretty easy to see. Because you're like, oh yeah, I was really angry with him and I kept throwing control energy at him. Or we really had an amazing sex life and there's a lot of energy in him from me, from the exchange of, you know, sexual energy or whatever. So I was thinking that was an easy place to start because you'd be able to like really identify, oh yeah, I did put energy in him. With children also, it's really good to clear your energy with children. So once we get through this process and you really get it, then we can do one with children. And amazingly, organizations, so like your church or the corporation you've worked with or something like that, you'll be surprised at how many of the parts of this clearing will be appropriate and give you freedom when you do them. So, okay, something else came in. Is it his energy that doesn't want to go into the rose? Vanya, I'll just help you because I think that there's some. So the question wouldn't be, would his energy not want to go in the rose? The question would be, do I want his energy in my body? Am I willing to let it go? or does he want his energy in my body? So that would be the question you'd ask, not about the rose, because the rose is a neutral state, so the rose doesn't have anything. So do you want his energy still in your body? Does he want his energy still in your body? And the answer is he still wants his energy in your body. So you were close with, does his energy not want to go in the rose? But rather, he's still convinced that he wants his energy in your body. But that's okay, because we're in a neutral space. We're not angry or upset or trying to control him. It's just time to move on and to let go. And so turn that rose on. Maybe you want to turn it on to more of a hurricane kind of funnel, and just pull that energy out of your body with that rose. So maybe it's not, like, gotten to be a really, like, strong vacuum cleaner. And that is working 60%, so that vacuum cleaner has to be even stronger. And then I don't know what your mindset is with this fellow, so, you know, sometimes they'll want to keep their energy in because they couldn't get it right with you. So if you could say, we're good, you know, I forgive anything that happened that didn't work out, and you gave me everything I needed while we were together, and the things that didn't happen, I obviously didn't need, so we're good. You know, like something where you're really putting some new information in the energetic space so that it can really release easily, that there's not something that he needs to stay there to, you know, fulfill, something that he didn't get done that he still needs to, feels like he needs to do. Okay, that really shifted it, Vanya. That looks so much better. Okay, has everybody felt like they've had a successful exchange? The one rose has filled with your energy, the other rose has filled with the opposite person's energy, and then have you taken the rose into your heart and given the other person the rose? Jyoti. As his energy was leaving my body into his rose, I could feel areas kinesthetically. When you said it was 80% gone, I asked if there was anything else. I had feelings in my head, struggling relationship with illness, etc. Thank you. Very good. Good insight. So, you know, people don't get to leave their energy in us if we're not in agreement. So on some level, if there's struggle with energy, understand that, yes, they may want it there, but somehow we created a problem that they couldn't solve. And so they're, like, trying to own you to prove that they're good enough or worthy enough or they can solve it or whatever. So understand that we created something that allows them to be in us. So then when you go into all is well, we're good, it's really, there's not a problem to resolve, I appreciate what you gave me. It was for the time, you know, that for the time that we were together. I got what I needed. I'm moving on. And, you know, thank you. I'm good. We're good. And you just really tell to the universe and to his spirit, all is well. You can just relax. There's nothing else to do. This is, we're good. Okay, any other, I know we got a whole bunch of people on the call and I've seen from a couple people, is everybody else kind of following along? 18 people on the call here, so should get a few more comments from people. Are you feeling like you mastered this one? Because we're doing 5 different steps in this process. And I really want to see that you're getting it. I want to know that, okay, I've got this one down, I've nailed this one. Okay, Alex, perfect. Thank you. And that might be why I'm not seeing from you, you guys. The rest of you are like, oh, this makes sense. Okay, so just if you really are still a little bit lost, I don't want to move on and you didn't get it. So, you know, speak up now. Text in the chat box. Put the comment in. And then we're going to move on to the next step. Okay? I'm going to put the PowerPoint back on and I'll add the next. Okay. I want to do some, do the hospital. Okay. We'll do that a little bit later. I got it. Thank you for feel lighter and more resolve. Got it. Okay, good. Thank you. I can't wait to do it all of them. Got it. Great. Okay, perfect. Okay, good. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So this step we've mastered. We're going to go through five steps. And then based on the amount of time, we should be able to get through four or five or six processes. Once you understand them, we'll just go step one, step two, step three. And they don't, you know, they might, each process might only take 5 minutes. Each whole person might only take 5 minutes once we really master what we're doing. Okay, so back to the PowerPoint. We'll put the next step on here. Okay, so the next step we're looking at cords. And these are energetic cords running between you and the person. And they're plugged into your body or their body. Okay, so that would be the next step. So just test in your body or feel into your body, see if there's any cords between you and the other person, the person you're clearing. Stay with the same person through this whole process. And you can just unplug them as if like pulling out like a wall socket, but you want to make sure that they get to the outer edge of your aura. And if there was a little hole in your aura, you want to just imagine sealing up that hole. And this can all be done with quantum pumps, so you can just think it in your mind that it's happening and then you can do the quantum pump. Or you can just visualize it. Okay, and feels like we're getting close to complete on this one. So if you've got it, just say, yes, I've got it, and we'll move on to the next one. And if you have any question about this, please ask now. This would be a good time. Great, thank you. Okay, so the next one is contracts, and contracts tend to be things that are in writing. It might be a marriage document or some kind of a license. It could be, like a deed or a mortgage, or, you bought a car together, something like that. So imagine a file. The file that exists that's yours and the other person's together. That's what you created in this lifetime. And imagine that file is full of all the legal documents that you created, or all the documents, it don't have to be legal, all the documents that you created, all these contracts, really things that you really put in writing. And then imagine blowing them up with a little cartoon bomb. So you just destroy the contracts. Now, the difference between verbal agreements and agreements are there is something that you agreed to in conversation, and they're not written documents. They were things you said like, oh, when we get to be 60, let's do our second honeymoon here, or, oh, we should save for, what comes to mind is like a trip, like let's go to Tahiti next year, and then you get divorced or something happens. So you want to now you want to clear verbal agreements. Heather, are there cords in you that aren't in the other person? Well, we're clearing cords between you and the other person. So if there are cords, let's see, are there any cords in her that don't belong to the other person? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, Sherry, good to know. And we have that F5 refresh thing on your screen that might help, or restarting the computer. But I'm glad you're following. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, so there's the next step. Okay, let's see what you guys have. Are they attached to both people? Heather, you're still asking about cords, which is fine. Typically, cords are plugged into both people. They're actually, this is really good information. I'm going to come back on and talk to you a little bit about cords. And then we'll come back to karma. So cords, how cords were originally used, was between an infant, a newborn, and the mother. And a cord would be formed between the infant and the mother, or maybe more than one, so that the mom would be aware of what's going on in the baby's space. If the baby was in danger, or the baby was in danger of being harmed, then they would feel it because you had a direct cord into the baby. So the baby was scared, or the baby is upset, or the baby, you know, whatever, is in danger, something's threatening it, the mom knows immediately. That's because that cord is between the mom and the baby. And typically, it would be normal, healthy thing that the cord would kind of fall away at 16 or 18 years old when the child is no longer dependent on the mom. However, people develop cords in relationships, and develop cords with their teachers and develop cords for a variety of reasons. One might be that you're in a relationship that doesn't make you feel particularly secure and you want to know what's going on with them. Or you feel like, you know, maybe he's cheating on me and you put a cord in there to kind of get more information. Or I just feel so happy, I just want to be connected all the time. The word connected, I feel so connected to that person, is usually talking about a cord. If you test, when you say, I feel connected to that person, really connected, the word connect really does kind of reflect there's probably cords between you. So it's really interesting because I was looking, I'm pretty clear all the time, and I was looking, well, who's put in cords in the last few weeks? And I saw a really interesting scenario. My mom went through some trauma recently, and she put a cord in me. And I totally get it. I've been talking to her every week. She's doing good. But I could see how she wanted to have more security and, you know, more access to me. And one of my nephews, who's autistic, put a cord in me recently. And they're looking at universities, and I'm aware that they're looking at universities, so he's probably wanting to, like, get information. I was autistic. How did I do it? And so I saw a cord, and then I saw a cord from another one of the children in my family just wanting to be connected with me, a little boy wanting to be connected with me. So so those were the three cords I saw in me. In the past, I'd had hundreds of cords in me. So depending on how much you believe in that system, A, they, people put cords into their teacher, so that's why I had so many hundreds of cords in me. And B, people cord into each other, particularly when they're insecure or worried, they'll cord lots of people. So that's about cords. And they can be anywhere. Where I often see cords is in the heart and in the belly, but they can be anywhere. I mean, you could, if there was an infidelity issue, it might be, you know, corded into your female parts or your male parts. Or a concern of infidelity. If they didn't understand you, they could be cording into your head to try and figure you out. If you seem to be stepping away from them, they might be corded into one of your legs or feet. And then I've seen them hiding, like, ooh, that's like way back in the back just below my heart chakra, or that's in my right buttocks, where I would never look there, you know, like weird places. So once in a while, there's something that's hiding. And just there, that's more kind of stealth or sneaky energy, kind of just wanting to stay attached to you, but not wanting you to know that they're attached to you. They just don't want to let go. And they, on the outer world, are saying, I let go, I let go. And on some level, they're like, So I hope that helps you a little bit with why cords are formed. And it's an energetic mechanism. And understand that we have very, very powerful minds so that we can create things on an energetic level that exist. I was talking about thought forms, and we haven't spent so much time talking about thought forms, but understand that thoughts become things. And cords are common. They're a mechanism that every human has experienced, because if you have a mom, you've been corded. It's just 100%. But then what you do with it in later life, you can stop cording people. You can be uncorded to people, trust people, and have all communications be face-to-face or, you know, heart-to-heart or whatever. It doesn't have to have any kind of cord connection. I'm so interested in spiritual freedom, and when I complete this life in this body, whether I take the body with me or the body goes to rest here and becomes part of Earth, because I'm not attached to either one, but what I am really working on is complete freedom, complete karma, karmic freedom. And so that would mean that I would have released everybody from their contracts and their agreements, that I would, now cords don't continue when you pass, when you don't have a body anymore, but understand that there's no freedom if you're courting people because you want to control them or know what's going on with them. So on some level, there's still something off. Cords, at their very best, mothers and children should have cords. They should. That's what they're made for. And then how we misuse it, that's what we're doing now. We're misusing cords by cording lots of people. And it's another one of those game on the planet kind of things. It's what people know. So it's like looking, okay, there's three family members. I'm pretty fierce about not letting students plug into me. But in each of these family members' cases, they all, like I would have a tremendous amount of compassion, so I wouldn't necessarily be thinking something negative towards them. But it's better for us if we're not plugged in, that I could go on the astral later and show them that they can just observe me as a spirit and they don't need to be plugged into my body. So I can show them that they, hey, you know, you can have 5% of you kind of just watching me on the outside edge of my aura, and you can get the information that way, because I'm not okay with anybody plugging into me. No more. Okay, I see. Okay, Karen, do all of these end when a person dies? The answer is yes. Cords go away, but contracts, agreements, and karma do not go away. Only cords and energy. Energy exchange, you don't have energy in their body because they don't have a body anymore. And Vanya, what is a cartoon bomb? Hang on one sec. Let me give you an example. It's, you know, like if you saw cartoons, like Roadrunner, they have a little bomb that goes off. Who's the bunny rabbit? Bugs Bunny? There we go, like that. Are you guys seeing that? I think you are. No, oh, sorry. Let me show it to you. There we go, cartoon bomb. Okay. Dana, I understand the heart cord. Is there some symbolism when a cord is in the gut? No, you know, I just really look at them. They're kind of like garden hoses or electric cords, and I just pull them out. The heart cord, meaning, you know, love stuff, and the gut, maybe more tapped into your power or maybe even your ability to let go. That might be it. If a child's cord fell out of the son, could the cord still be connected in the mother? Well, the thing is, we only clear the cords from our end. We don't clear them from their end. And but they usually just become limp and, you know, if there's nothing going in it or going back and forth, then it shouldn't be there. But it's possible, I guess, Heather. Okay, and Alex, do we try to plug into you? I know not to do it intentionally, but unintentionally. For your teachers, do you try and plug in? Well, I just unplug you if you do plug in. And honestly, it's a beautiful compliment. But I think that I try to be really accessible to people. And I think one of the things with teachers is in the old era, in the patriarchal era, gurus had a guru cord, and they would plug into all their students in the right side of their head, usually, with a guru cord. And then they'd have access to the energy of the student, but the student would also feel blessed because they would have energy coming when they needed it from the guru. And so there'd be like an exchange. Well, if you could imagine a guru with, you know, 10,000 cords in them, and they could at will move energy around from all those people. It's kind of like science fiction, isn't it? But they could move energy around and create miracles because they could move, you know, that kind of energy, life force, vitality from, you know, 1,000 people or 10,000 people into one or two people who really need it quickly. That is not the game on the planet anymore. We have our ability to have our own God information, and we have the ability to connect with our teachers in incredible ways, like through the internet and, you know, through all the audios and the videos and the, you know, there's an incredible coming to self, an awakening in self, and not just plugging into or having someone plug into you so that you're always like an infant being, you know, held. The thing I really don't like about Guru Chords is they can usurp your energy at any time they want, and it might be just at the time that you need your energy. So I'm definitely not for Guru Chords. But typically, who needs to pull a Guru Chord out is the person who has the cord, not someone like me. I've pulled a few of them out, but I've spoken to energetically or psychically to the teachers and gotten permission to pull them out. Teachers are not happy when those cords are pulled out because that's the system that they've done for so long. So I have to explain that I don't want to plug into them, that they don't want to be plugged in anymore to anyone, and that they appreciated the you know, the support they got from the teacher. I mean, it's just kind of wild how you can really, if you pull out a Guru cord as a healer and you haven't gotten permission from the teacher to pull out the cord, you're going to get a big whack, and potentially you're going to get like a cord or more than one cord in you. So, because it'll be like control. So I don't recommend you doing it unless you know how to do that. Like really the whole get permission, you know, assure them you don't want to put any cords in this person doesn't want the cord anymore. So. Alex, did we try to plug into you? Okay, and the answer to that was no. And then I mean with a teenager. A teenager should be unplugged, Heather, and I don't see it, but you might experience it. So if you do, just clean it up. Elizabeth, I still have a cord on my right side of my head. Can you help me with it, please? I have been clearing earlier. I learned karma clearing from November. And do you know who that's from, Elizabeth, that right cord on the right side of your head? It is from some teacher at some point. So why don't you work on it a little bit with that in mind, that you tell the teacher, thank you, I appreciate having access, and I'm, you know, do that whole process in your mind first. And if you really have trouble, let me know, and I will help you. We're gonna keep working on this until 3. It's time to take a little 5-minute break. I think we've been going about an hour and 15 minutes now. And we'll take a 5-minute break. We'll be back at 1:50, and then we'll finish up the day. We'll go for another hour and 10 minutes. And we're gonna go through another person. We're gonna go through a group. And we're going to go through an organization. So we should be able to do 4, and we'll do all the steps for 4. Okay, I'll just put the little sign up, take a little break, walk around, get a drink of water, use the bathroom, and we'll be back.